Prelude.
I saw it with mine own eyes.
Joe Rubinstein.
Chesanów, Poland.
September 1940.
It's the swinehund. Someone's gonna get hurt.
The voice behind me was whispered and strained. We had no words bad enough to describe our labor camp commander, Hermann Dulp. Swinehund was as close as we could get. I let out a long, slow, nervous sigh, relieved that Abram was with another crew and nowhere in sight. The sun was hot overhead. I hoped it was too early in the day for Dulp to be drunk. His wrath was bad enough, even when he wasn't. Dulp's horse whinnied, shrill and piercing, the kind that would shake even its rider, the kind my father's horses used to make when they wanted to return to the barn, and he wouldn't let them. I wiped my filthy, sweat-soaked sleeve across my brow, struggling to see through the sun's blinding glare. Horse and rider had stopped at the edge of the trench where a group of 30 or so of us were digging below. Thick froth dripped from the horse's mouth, its nostrils flaring wildly against the heat. I didn't need to see the condition of the horse to know its rider was a brute. We all knew it. My hands tightened around the rough handle of my shovel. Even the rider's black and tailored uniform assailed its insult against our torn and filthy garments. Our ragtag crew had been digging trenches every day for over a month, trenches for the German army that had invaded our country. We were mostly Jewish, and since the invasion, it was the only work we could find. We weren't paid in money, but rather in food. I was 19. Most of the men were in their early 20s, and some, like my brother Abram, were several years younger. I wiped again at the sweat running into my eyes. Without a word, Dulp shifted in his saddle, then pulled a gun out of the holster at his waist. I saw the glint of steel flash in the sun. I heard the distinctive clicking of his trigger. Several men around me fell to the ground. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. Someone screamed, "No!" The gun clicked again. Then silence. I heard nothing. No cries. No screams. Nothing. I braced for Dulp to turn toward me. Instead, he shoved the pistol into his holster. With a flick of his wrist and a press of his spurs against his horse's flank, he rode away, his horse's tail snapping hard as if in protest. I just stood there, the shovel frozen in my hand.